Our guest analyst today is Progressive Ag Marketing's Brian Strawman. And Brian, an exciting day in the grain markets. What was that big market mover?
Yeah, especially for corn, Megan. And you look at the numbers that came out for me at USDA at 11 o'clock and certainly supportive to the corn market. USDA lowered the planted acres by 3 million and dropped the yield 10 bushels an acre down to 166 bushels. And that created some buying interest in the corn trade. Ending stocks were also cut by 810 million bushels from the May report, and the world stocks were down by 25 million metric ton. You also look at the balance sheet there, and USDA did lower feed demand by 300 million bushels and exports by 125 million. So that ending stocks number could have been a lot tighter had they not done that, but certainly supportive to the corn trade today. Soybeans, not a lot of news in that market. USDA left the new crop balance sheet unchanged for soybeans as far as acres and yield go. They did raise the old crop stocks by 75 million bushels with a decrease in exports. And in the wheat complex, there was a slight increase to the winter wheat yield, but again, stocks were cut by 69 million bushels from the May report due to an increase in the exports and feed usage. So looking across the board today, pretty much green numbers in the grain complex, so not a bad day on this Tuesday.
I know in the livestock markets too, those live cattle were able to close higher today as well, or at least hold their own.
They were, you know, when the grain report came out, we saw a lot of red ink across the livestock and the meat markets here today. Cattle were down again, certainly with the grain report, and you're looking at more expense to those feed rations. But we did bounce after the report and into the afternoon, trading actually with some triple-digit gains here in some contracts. The futures are at a discount to the cash market. Packer margins are decent. Domestic demand is also picking up with some warmer weather for grilling. The feeders did not have the same story, actually triple digits lower. Again, more expensive feed rations, certainly adding some weakness there. And in the lean hogs, limit down move in a couple of the months. Again, that jump in the corn market certainly added some weakness and unknown demand. And with China, and again, I think that just added some weakness today to the lean hogs.
Anything else we're forgetting, Brian?
You know, I think we got through the planting progress report and conditions report on Monday, the USDA report today. We'll see another report out next Monday from USDA as far as planting progress and some condition ratings. I don't think the ratings for soybeans will be out yet. We're probably still another 2 weeks away from that. But weather will be the big thing, I think, moving forward from here. Going to be a lot of talk again about the preventative plant acres. USDA did lower the corn acres by 3 million bushels today. We'll see the end of the month report as we look at those acres and see what adjustment USDA makes to that balance sheet again. But weather will be a big thing here over the next couple of weeks.
Again, we've been talking with Progressive Ag Marketing market analyst Brian Strawman.